Hello?
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. Somebody requested a call back from this number. My name is Maria. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is William Robinson, and I was calling about my claim, my unemployment claim.
Okay. Are you trying to open, or are you having a problem with it, or what is it?
I am having a problem with it. I reopened my claim, and it was given like 2 weeks ago, and I did it before Saturday.
Okay.
And as far as what happened was, I called last week before Wednesday came around. I spoke to a lady just to give like a verification that my unemployment was being processed. And I went through the questions about far as like asking me if I was physically available for work and asking for my mother's maiden name. And I did those questions online. And when I spoke to the lady on the phone, you know, like a couple of days later, she told me that I should be able to, I'm supposed to receive my unemployment that coming week. But that's the problem. I didn't receive it, and I was trying to call to like to file my weekly claim before yesterday.
Okay.
But so, it didn't let me get through.
Okay. So let me have your social security number.
Okay. 100.
Mm-hmm.
80.
Mm-hmm.
68. 62.
Okay, so you just opened up your claim, okay?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So when you submit your application, they can't approve it right away, okay?
Oh.
So it doesn't necessarily mean it's approved. It just means it's been submitted, okay?
Oh.
And you are required to do a weekly certification anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
And you need to do two things in the process. Okay. You need to, number one, let's see, you should have called in last week. You said you did a weekly certification last week.
I didn't get a chance to. I tried calling and it keeps telling me that all the calls been taken this coming day, so I have to call in the next day.
Did you have a problem with it? Did it say you had a pending issue or something?
No. I called before and they said they had no claims being processed.
Okay. I think you have a little bit of a confusion, okay? After you open up your claim, you need to do just a regular weekly certification, and it's a number that you call that you just answer questions, okay? And that number should have been, let's see here. Okay, let me see if your claim is open or not, okay? Because it might have closed already, being that you didn't do the weekly certification. So let me just look and see if it's open or closed. Okay, your claim closed, because you didn't process the weekly certification. Okay. So at this point, you need to reopen it.
Okay, okay? Ma'am.
And we're going to have to do the whole thing all over again.
Okay.
And then I'll explain to you. I'll try to do it fast for you, but I'll explain to you why that happens and so it doesn't happen again. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So what is your first and your last name?
William Robinson.
Okay. And your middle initial?
A.
Okay. And your gender?
Male.
And your date of birth?
09/17/1992.
Okay. So you said you are a U.S. citizen? Okay,
yes, ma'am.
So you don't have any difficulty with English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
12th grade.
And your driver's license number again, please.
Ma'am, I got it with me. It is 875 52 82.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a check in or savings, or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
I'll do a direct deposit.
Okay, is that a traditional bank or an online system?
It's going to be a traditional bank.
Okay, I would need the routing and the account number.
Routing account number.
Is that a check in or savings?
It's going to be in the checkings.
Okay.
Let me get it. I don't know by heart. Let me just bring it real quick.
I understand. No problem.
I don't know. I don't have it at this time. My Wi-Fi data is slow. Is it possible that I could just do as far as like a paper check and just, I could change the payment method later?
Okay. So, no, we can't do a paper check. But what I can do is assign you a benefit card, like request a benefit card, and then you can go online and change the information when you have it.
Okay.
Okay, but I need to read the disclosure just in case you can't change it, okay?
So yes,
ma'am. So the benefit card would be issued to you a week after your benefits are approved, and if you choose to leave it with that, that's okay too. The LA Vantage benefit card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no regular monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. But it does have $1.30 if it's used outside of the network, 35-cent charge for automated calls, $1 charge if it's inactive for more than a year, a $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery, or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% charge of the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you want more information on your card, sir, you may call 800-499-2035, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. May I have your mailing address?
Yes, 38 03 Harwood, that's H-A-R, W-O-O-D, Avenue.
Go ahead, sir.
And it's going to be in Huntsville, Alabama, 35805.
Okay. And your phone number, sir?
256-652-58, I'm sorry, 5838.
Okay. So I have your address, sir. It's 3803 Hartwood Avenue Southwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I need to ask you some questions for security purposes. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Which NIC, have you attended any college at all?
I have.
Okay. Which nickname, team sports nickname, was associated with your school? Bobcats, Colts, Mariners, Spartans, or none of the above?
Far as my So as far as the college?
Yes, sir.
Really don't remember. I really don't remember. I really don't remember the mascot.
Okay, so we're just saying Anna DeBeth. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 10204 Settle Road, 3104 Table Rock Drive, 3212 Montrose Street, 816 North Pass Road, or Anna DeBeth?
3212 Montrose Street.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1605 Darby Drive, 2248 Waterview Trail, 2601 New Orleans Street, 4380 Red Wing Lane, or none of the above?
The 2601 New Orleans Street.
Have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
Since I worked last time, no.
Okay. Have you, okay, you said you haven't worked. Okay. I'm just not familiar with the system. Since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I have been.
Okay. And your phone number hasn't changed. Okay, what was your last job description?
My last job description was the Facebook Meta Data Center.
Okay. Data center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What did you do there? That's interesting.
Material handler.
Okay. Operate data entry. So did you operate data entry?
No, ma'am. I was actually...
Supervised coordinated activity?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what did you do? Monitor control?
It was... not monitor control. It was actually far, like, working on... It was a warehouse, like, working on the dock. So,
okay.
I was actually, far as, like, operating heavy machinery and... driving a box truck, and is pulling and receiving material parts.
Okay. So you were working at a warehouse?
Yeah, it was a warehouse building.
Okay. So were you driving a forklift, or were you doing the manual work? Which part?
I was actually doing both.
Okay. So, do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work since the last time you filed for unemployment? You said no, right?
No.
Okay. So, your PIN number for this claim, sir, is 6292. 6292.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay. And I need to give you instructions. Now, tell me if you don't understand something, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. the unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either go online at Alabama Career Center, okay? I'm sorry, you could physically go to the Alabama Career Center, or you may go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That's alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VOSNET, V like Victoria, OSNET, that's VOSNET, VOSNET, and update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. The unemployment claim also requires that you do a weekly certification. So in addition to looking for a job on a weekly basis, you also have to do a weekly certification. Okay, you can do your weekly certification one of two ways. You can go online at www.labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
That's labor.alabama.gov. Or you may call 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. If you have any other questions, you may call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Robinson, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is this Sunday.
This Sunday, okay.
Okay, does that make sense? Do you have any questions?
Ma'am. No, ma'am. That's all I need to know.
Okay, you have a good day now. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.